Well, lots of people do. It makes good gravy. I like it.
Well, now, do you have a name for that kind of gravy?
We always call it water gravy.
Water gravy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
I would know. Well, let's see. There's a long-bodied hog that they call. I can't think now. But I nearly say it. Long body, you know, and a great long nose.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where. Can't remember what they called them.
Okay. Well, now, have you heard these hogs called razorbacks or piney woods rooters or mountain rooters?
I've heard them called mountain rooters.
Mountain rooters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Well, I wouldn't know. Nothing that I've heard anybody get something makes that way. They'd say they had a toe each.
Okay. People call homemade whiskey?
Liquor, I believe.
Okay. And what about cheap whiskey?
Well, I don't know. That's something I never have known much about is whiskey. I just wouldn't know.
Okay. What do you call things that children like to play with?
Toys.
Now, what do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
What they call a child?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't know what to tell you because I don't know. I've heard a name, but I wouldn't want to call it that.
Okay. Now, this part has to do with word patterns, and what we're interested in is not what a teacher might have told you in school, but just what you ordinarily say. Now, if we were talking about reading a book, you might ask me, has the book been read? See, this is the way it's going to work. If we're talking about reading a book, you might ask me, has the book been read?
Okay.
And I might answer, yes, yesterday I read the book. Now, if we were talking about, let's see, singing a song, you might ask me, has the song been
song?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday I, what the song? I, just the same word.
Song?
Yeah, the song, right. Mm-hmm. Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
paid for?
Now, if the word is buying now,
oh,
have the groceries been
checked?
Now, if we're talking about reading a book, you say, has the book been read? If we're talking about buying groceries, you say, have the groceries been
bought?
Fine. And I might answer, yes, yesterday I
bought
groceries. Right. Now, if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been, talking about eating, have the apples been
peeled? Would that be right?
No. Now, the word is eat. So you'd say, have they been
chewed, haven't they?
Well, now when we're talking about buying groceries, you said, have the groceries been bought? Now if you're talking about eating apples, you say, have the apples been
eaten?
Fine. And I might answer, yes, yesterday I
ate.
Fine. Now if we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, has the coffee been, talking about drinking,
has the coffee been? Well, I wouldn't know which word to put. Drink a tree, but I wouldn't know which one to
put. Well, what would you normally
say? I thought maybe if you was going to drink the coffee, you asked if it had it been maybe sweetened.
Well, but that's